Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to American Truth Finders. I'm Neil Douglas. I'm the host of the show, and hey, tonight, again, no guests, okay? Tonight, you're going to get a chance to call in and give me your opinions, but I do have a topic tonight that I wanted to bring up because I think it's kind of a combination of something that are the principles of what we were supposed to, our founding fathers and our creator, the Lord, gave us in the Ten Commandments. First of all, I want to tell you that our phone number is 888-627-6008. I'm going to repeat that. It's 888-627-6008. And if you've got any friends that have internet and they're not watching the football game that's on now, because they'll get to watch the Super Bowl when that comes on, so they can give up and they'll see the highlights anyway of tonight's show. Anyway, I want you to call your friends, tell them to tune in and listen. I want to hear your comments because I don't necessarily want you to agree with me. I want you to disagree with me and understand something. My own opinion is my opinion. I do not want you to be afraid to disagree with me, or if we have other callers, I don't want you to be afraid to disagree with them. Anyway, again, our number is 888-627-6008. Tell everyone to go to bbsradio.com. That is probably the easiest way, rather than going to americantruthfinders.com. That is my website, but go to bbsradio.com and tell them to tune in and listen and give me your opinions. I tell you what I'm going to do. I know I've already got a caller on hold, and I'll be with you just a very short minute. But I'm going to start with the Ten Commandments, and I want to go through them, you know, as quickly as possible. And then I'm going to go to my caller, and then we're going to compare the Bill of Rights, which are the amendments to the Constitution. So that's why I titled the show "The Ten Commandments Versus the Constitution and What Happened." You know, it seems like the country has turned its back on both of them. Anyway, let's start with the Ten Commandments. And it doesn't matter whether you have any beliefs of your own. Your beliefs are your beliefs, and I honor that. Commandment number one: I am the Lord your God who brought out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and you shall have no other gods before me. And we're going to get into that because I'm going to tell you what, America, people have already got their gods or their idols in front of them. And it says that number two is you shall make for yourself, you will not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or what is the in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations and to those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not making this a religious show tonight. I'm doing this because these are a way of life, okay? The Ten Commandments were a way of life that were given to us people for us to live, that where we could have a great world. All right. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Number four, observe the Sabbath day. Oh my gosh. What happened to the seventh day of rest? People have to work 7 days. Everybody's open 7 days a week, other than maybe Christmas and Easter or Thanksgiving. I don't even know. Maybe they're open on Thanksgiving. And it says, not you, your son, your daughter, or your servant, your male servant. Even if you have servants, they're supposed to work on the Sabbath. Number five, honor your father and mother. Oh, boy, we got a deep one on that one. As the Lord your God has commanded you that your days may be long, and it may be well with you in the land which the Lord is giving you. Number six, you shall not murder. Oh my gosh! You know, is anybody getting where I'm going yet? Is anybody getting where I'm going yet with this? Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. Oh, boy. We're going to go to the Constitution and to the amendments, I'm going to tell you. We may not get them all, but we're going to them. Number eight, you shall not steal. Well, in times of need now, what are people doing? They're stealing. They're stealing to survive. But who steals the most? We'll cover that in a little bit. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Well, of course, nobody does that. Nobody ever tells a lie or is upset with their neighbor and turns them into CPS, Children's Protective Services, because they don't like the child or they don't like the parent, even though nobody has done anything. Doesn't matter. CPS just comes along, takes the child, and takes the parent forever to get the child back. Number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you know where I'm going with this, because we're going to get to the Constitution here in just a minute and the actual some of the Bill of Rights, which are the amendments to the Constitution. Let's go to our first caller. Sorry to keep you on hold. Dave, hello. You're calling from Indiana.
Yeah. Hi, Neil. Good show. I called because I heard you were talking about the Ten Commandments, and I think it's something that's definitely missing out of America today.
Dave, I'm going to tell you something. I brought this up tonight because of the fact when I look at what's going on in our country and with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, as people better know it. You know, they know it better as the Constitution and how the Constitution's being walked on. And yet the first part of the First Amendment is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and petition to the government for redress and of grievance. Now, getting back to the First Commandment, God is not a religion. To me, God is not a religion. Religions are man-made. So the number one, they don't refer to in the amendment here, number one, that the free exercise of speech, the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, et cetera, Dave. So where do you think in listening, I don't know if you got to listen to the Ten Commandments that I read off. I went through them pretty quickly, but where do you think that the two tie in together as to why I put in the Ten Commandments versus the Constitution, and what happened? What happened? I mentioned before I started it that I think the America has turned its back on both the Ten Commandments and the Constitution. Give me your thoughts.
Neil, I totally agree with you. I think both of the Constitution and the Commandments were given to us to protect our rights, and I think that the government has stepped on our rights. I think they've taken our rights away. I mean, think about it. They steal from us. They take our monies. They take our tax monies. You know, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, the leader of the country, Bill Clinton, he was involved in adultery. We're always involved in killing. When it comes to bearing false witness, listen to these politicians on these debates. They sit there and they lie about each other. It seems as though everything, every good thing, every moral thing that was once in our country has been taken away from us by the government. That's the way it seems to me.
Well, and what you just said, thou shalt not steal. Well, what is the government doing to the people? They're stealing. Yes, the government will tell you we are not stealing. We're giving you money to eat on. We're giving you food stamps. which some people definitely need. I'm not against that. We're giving you health care in a way of Medicaid or whatever that people might have in their state. I don't, you know, that's a great thing. I don't care. But the government is still taking and stealing from the people. And whose pocket is it going into? We keep getting farther and farther and farther and farther in debt. So the government is guilty, in my opinion, of stealing, which is going against the Ten Commandments. You said one other one, something about murder, I think it was.
We're involved in wars. We're dropping bombs on innocent men, women, and children in other countries. And, I mean, it just about every commandment. You know, we used to be closed one day a week in this country.
That was the seventh day of rest I was talking about. Families used to come together
like clockwork. But, you know, it was the Supreme Court, nine lawyers on the Supreme Court that decided that was a bad idea, that God was wrong about that. And it just seems as though, when you read those commandments, Neil, it seems as though the government has overturned every one of them.
That's what I was trying to get at, Dave, and that is that the government has walked away from this, and as a result, they brainwashed the American people through the media to turn their back on the Ten Commandments. I'm not saying everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. And I hope my audience is listening that knows the same thing, that, look, we have turned our back on, I say we, the government and the people that have been brainwashed, on the Ten Commandments. And this fits right in with our Constitution, because there again, the Constitution wasn't set up to take away our rights or to misrepresent us. And so, you know, I think what's happened here is the ten. And correct me if I'm wrong. And I hope that somebody calls in and joins in your conversation, Dave. I really do, because I think that this would be interesting. But if you think about the Constitution and how it has been stepped on, walked on, and really doesn't there, I don't even know if we have a Constitution anymore. You know, they say we do, but do we really? You know, how many times has the Constitution?
It's totally changed, Neil. It's been changed over the years. And, the Constitution was an attempt 240 years ago to have the direction of America decided by we the people. And the problem is the politicians have taken it upon themselves to make these horrible decisions. And making those decisions, they've taken our freedoms away from us.
Well, and let me tell you, Ed, this was one of the things that was not supposed to happen, was to take the freedoms away from the people, even as a well-regulated militia, you know, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms should not be infringed. And also, it wasn't so that people would lose their properties. It wasn't so that people would lose their homes. It wasn't so that they had to give everything they had to the next guy because he wasn't quite as rich or didn't have quite as much money. Dave, I can remember the days when the people we shared with our neighbor. We shared with our neighbor. If our neighbor needed something and we had it, they got it, or vice versa. And it was...
We worked together. People worked together. And now, you know, because of the fact that we've been stolen from to such a high degree, I mean, the latest figures are that we're now working 190 days out of 365 days to pay taxes to the government. Well, I mean, that leaves us with about 45 cents on the dollar. I mean, they're stealing our energy. They're stealing our time. They're preventing us from being good parents and good spouses and good role models. We're too busy working trying to support the government and the stupid things that they're doing right now.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, not only that, but I wanted to get to something. I wanted to get to something. I think you did mention a little bit about, you know, committing adultery. You know, that people are doing everything that is not right at this point. You know, because that falls into the, you know, the seventh commandment, and the eighth one is thou shalt not steal, which you mentioned. But when you look at the adultery thing, I don't know how much truth there is to this, but I just read that one of the states is thinking about possibly passing a bill to allow polygamy. Now, is that not a form of adultery, having four or five wives? I mean,
to me, I think to me and to most people, it would sound like that is adultery. And, you know, getting back to, you know, what the Constitution was about, it was about retaining our freedom. And really, when you think about it, what were the commandments? Those were all the morals that we need in society so that we can live together and function together. You know, the freedom not to be lied to, the freedom not to be lied about, the freedom of somebody not having or performing adultery with your spouse, the freedom of not making you believe that in some kind of false god, the freedom of not having to work 7 days a week. Let me ask you,
isn't a false god, isn't that like worshiping money?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is one of the false gods. And also believing that a president is the all-knowing. You know, that false god. I mean, in my estimation, the all-knowing is what we all know, not what just one man knows.
Here
we are, you know, we're jumping up and down believing that if we can just get this guy into office, he's going to have all the answers to all of the problems. And, Neil, I don't think that person exists. And I think that that's what God was trying to tell us when he told us not to worship false idols.
Well, I think, too, and this is not necessarily, you know, surrounding just this particular president we have now, although he has made some pretty bold statements and things that people look at him almost like he is a king or a god of some sorts. But so have other presidents. You know, when you look back, I mean, many of the presidents did the same thing. I mean, they were the king of the hill, if you might want to put it that way, if I can. You know, I look at this whole thing about thou shalt not murder. You know, in the Ten Commandments. Well, what? Okay. All right, we have the wars, which we've already discussed, but what about taking our gun rights away from people who want to protect their homes, period? We know darn good and well that the thieves, the criminals, the thugs, they're still going to get their guns. Now, if you break into my home, Dave, and I shoot you, and I kill you because you broke into my home, is that murder? Or is that self-defense?
I think that's a question that we as society have to ask. But the thing is I think that we find that happens more and more as societies go broke. You know, these aren't rich people breaking into other people's homes. These are poor people. These are people you know, they don't have enough to survive for the most part. And they are being put in these positions by our government. You know, I'm 67 years old now, Neil. I remember when I was back at in high school, when I was a senior, and I was thinking, you know, the law says that when I graduate, I have to go down and sign up for the draft, and
right.
You know, I may have to go to Vietnam, and when you go to Vietnam, you've got to be involved in killing people. And I think that was a very crucial time in our society where we were almost acclimating people to accept the fact that killing was fine. And I think it set a bad precedent ever since. You know, and during World War II, we know what the agenda was. The agenda was to prevent some crazy person from taking over the world and hopefully freeing people that were being held captive by this crazy man. And it was a war worth fighting. But all of these other wars that we've been involved in, you know, having our young people accepting the fact that killing is fine, I think the government, which is now, you know, whether you like it or not, they're the fathers of our country. I think the fathers of our country are doing a horrible job as far as setting a precedent, and they're causing us to have an immoral world, very similar to what they had in Germany when it was Nazi Germany.
Okay, I was just going to bring that up. I'm glad you did. You just brought up something that I totally wanted to talk about immorality. You know, what is with this, it's okay for the man-boy relationship or the, I don't know if they have a woman-girl relationship thing that they are pushing and do have actually in place in some areas where this is an okay thing. Also pedophilia, what is that isn't even adultery. That's not even adultery. I don't know, you know, in the Ten Commandments, I was looking at that, and I'm trying to figure, you know, what is that? I mean, where does that fall in? It's a sin is a sin is a sin is a sin. There's no doubt about it, depending on whether you
right.
believe in God or whether you don't. It doesn't matter, you know, but I'm just saying. And what happens to these poor kids that are so innocent? I mean, that even though that is not covered under the Ten Commandments or in anywhere in the Constitution, we know what has happened, Dave. It is because we've turned our back on the Ten Commandments, which is a way of life. If our whole Constitution was just simply follow the Ten Commandments, if our government just said, okay, this is the way our country will run. We will have rules, we will follow them and make them as the Ten Commandments would. We may change wordings of certain things because, you know, they as far as committing adultery, it's happening so much because of the morality that is not going to, you know, I mean, that isn't going to change, and no law should be able to change that because that's up to the individuals to deal with that with their own conscience. Anyway, I cut you off, Dave, and I didn't mean to because you were going to say something. But,
I guess my point, Neil, was that all of the morals that we know of are in the Ten Commandments. And if you don't have the Ten Commandments, I mean, they've been thrown out of schools, they've been thrown off of municipal properties. And if you don't have those commandments, you don't have morals and you have an immoral country. And I think, you know, the fact that the prisons are full and the people that are leading us are doing totally immoral things, I think it all of this reflects the fact that we are now living in a world of man's laws as opposed to God's laws. And I think God was the first lawmaker. I mean, really, when you think about it, if you just have those 10 and then you add doing unto others as you would have others do unto you, I think that's what we as a society need. And I don't think this has anything to do with organized religion whatsoever. It's really the freedom that was talked about in the Constitution, the freedom of not being lied about, not being lied to, you know, not being forced to do things that are immoral. And that's what I think. I think we have to get back to the commandments, Neil.
Well,
that's
let me ask you this
that's
question.
That's my take on it.
Let me ask you this question. All right, the fifth commandment is honor your father and mother. You know, as the Lord your God hath commanded you, that your days may be long, and that you may be well with you in the lands which the Lord your God is giving you. I'm giving a little longer term of this, but honor thy father and mother. Yet what has our government in certain areas or certain states allowed? Maybe it's even the Supreme Court. I didn't look it up. I'm sorry. I wished I had of. And that is today, children can divorce their own parents.
Yeah, who came up with that law?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. And how, why did it even get through? Was it allowed to pass? And why would somebody be, other than somebody wanting to get rich and famous, and I'm referring to maybe a lawyer in this case, they find somebody that says, hey, they want to divorce their parent. We could be the first in history. Let's go for it. We'll be rich. We'll be famous. We'll write books. We'll get this. We'll get that. We'll get everything else. That is going back to, again, the Ten Commandments. And
how can you raise your children properly, Neil, if you can't reprimand them? I mean, knowing that all they've got to do is call 911 at any time, and the police will come out and take the parents away. Now, obviously, there's some situations where maybe that does need to happen.
Yes,
but for the most part, you know, when I was growing up, we had five boys in our family, and my dad was a lawyer. And at the dinner table, he'd take his belt off, and he'd give some whoopings, but they were deserved. And what happened because of those whoopings is that all five of the boys turned out to be pretty good men. But
well,
without
I
think it would be very difficult to raise kids without any kind of
discipline?
For? You know.
Well, while you're thinking that word, here's the whole thing, though, Dave. People are afraid to discipline or to give their children any type of upbringing or give them any kind of punishment of any sorts that might do them some good, because the neighbor next door, all he's got to do is call Child Protective Services, and that child, it's come, the parents aren't questioned, the police and the Child Protectors come along, they take the child, haul it away, and the parents are sitting there for who knows how long, how many years, months, doesn't matter, spending how much money on lawyers trying to get their child back, only to find out that it was only because the next door neighbor didn't like the way the guy cut his grass or something. You know, I mean, that's bearing false witness against your neighbor.
Well,
that's
aren't
part
we really
of the
living in a world that's of the lawyers, by the lawyers, and for the lawyers? And aren't all of man's laws, for the most part, designed to benefit the lawyers? I mean, really, I mean, think of all the people that are in prison. We have over 2.5 million people in prison at one time. But guess who benefited before those people ended up in prison?
Well, there's no doubt who benefited because with the lawyers on both sides, whether it was somebody who was pro bono, as they call them, or whatever, the state, somebody's making money off of this. The lawyers, the prosecutor's making money, the state's making money, the county's making money, the judge makes money, everybody gets paid.
The judges are making money.
That's what I said.
And what are the judges? The judges are just lawyers disguised as judges. That's all they are.
Well, that's something that I've always thought about. Here you have a lawyer, and he may not be a constitutional lawyer. He may not be anything other than just a criminal lawyer or whatever. And he runs for an office or he's appointed, whatever the case might be, in whichever city or county or state they live in. And that judge, no matter what his background is, all of a sudden, that lawyer all of a sudden becomes a judge, and he knows all the laws. And so often, and just like you said, with all these people that are in prison, when they go before the courts, how often do they go before a jury? Very, very seldom do you see them go before a jury. They go before a judge, and you got about nine, maybe, I don't know, how many people are lined up in line waiting to see the judge, and the judge says, Okay, you got you got this amount of fine, this amount of time to do community work, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He makes the decisions and doesn't even know the law.
And he's really acting like God, because it was supposed to be God that decides who shall live and who shall die. And this guy's standing up there acting like God. And whatever happened to the speedy trial and being judged by a jury of your peers? People that actually know you, you know, people that know that it's not only the thing that you're being tried for, but what about the good things that you've done in your life? So there's just no balance anymore. It's all man's laws designed to benefit the people that make the laws. And I think what we've got to do is start all over and get back to the commandments and educate the society on the fact that, you know, lying is wrong and lying about people is wrong and adultery is wrong and killing is wrong and stealing is wrong and going 7 days a week is wrong and believing that, you know, some president or congressman is God. We just have to get back to some kind of common sense. But when we sat back and allowed 9 lawyers on the Supreme Court that not one of us voted for, people that sit there forever until they die to decide to throw God's laws out on the street along with God, I mean, shame on us. What else do we expect? What can we expect? The morals were thrown out. Now we're an immoral country.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. Because of, and I use the Ten Commandments very strongly because really, in a sense, the Constitution was based on Judeo-Christian principles. And in a sense, it was the Ten Commandments that they used to kind of put this guideline together. Well, they didn't use the Ten Commandments as such, but you understand what I'm saying. And to my audience, I'm going to make this kind of a statement. We have now got a country that has become so immoral, so corrupt, that not only is it unsafe for you to leave your house unlocked, leave your cars your keys in the car, leave your car sitting somewhere. You can't even leave groceries in. You know, we've become a country who depends upon wars in order for the economy to pick up. We're a country that have become dependent upon people working 2 and 3 jobs between a husband and a wife so they can't raise their children. We've become a country, and I can tell you, when I say we have become a country, I'll bet any of our listeners anywhere in the world could say, oh, you're talking about Italy, you're talking about Spain, you're talking about India, you're talking about Greece, you're talking about Israel, you're talking about, yes, because this is what's happening all over the world, because we have no longer have leaders, because we've all turned our back on the Ten Commandments, on what the Creator gave us, what the Lord gave us as a way of life, all we had to do is follow that, and we would be happy, we'd be content. But what we are following is dictators, Dave.
Yeah, greed. It's all based on greed. You know, when you really look at the Ten Commandments, all of those are not about greed. They're about being satisfied with what you have. You know, if you're married, you don't need to go out and be with another woman or man. If you know, do you really need to work 7 days a week to have more money? Is it important? I mean, it's all based on greed. It's not based on good. And I think those commandments are treating other people like we would want to be treated ourselves. I don't want to be lied about. I don't want to be lied to. I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be stolen from. I don't want people, you know, trying to make it with my wife. These are basic sociological things that we need so that we as a humanity can get along with each other and enjoy life. But, you know, if you compare the commandments to Nazi Germany didn't abide by any of the commandments. And look how it ended up. You know, the Germans back then ended up knee-deep in rubble. They had their country destroyed, sort of like in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were all destroyed. And what's happening in America? People are killing each other. People around the world hate us. They want us to be dead. What have we done? And what we've done is we've followed the wrong leaders. The all-knowing gave us the instructions. And instead of listening to the all-knowing, and you can call it God or the all-knowing or whatever you want, but who are we listening to? We're listening to a profession of politicians. And even the word tells us that we shouldn't be listening to them. Poly means many. Ticks means bloodsuckers. Many bloodsuckers. It's based on greed, not good. So I think we just have to get, I think we can get our society straightened out again, but we've got to start all over with the original laws that were given to us.
Well, I think, you know, when you think about it, Dave, you know, when you have people that right now, instead of being concerned about what's going on in the world, and I'm not blaming people for enjoying, you know, life as it is because they work so hard during the week. But instead of seeing what's really going on in the world, they're sitting in front of a TV, and I don't know if the game is on now or not, but there's a football game on that's going to decide who's going to play in the Super Bowl. But they would rather be doing that, and maybe that's their relaxation. I don't know, and I don't want to be judgmental in that, if you know what I'm saying. But it's not sure. Just that. It's every night they become couch potatoes, and they don't know what's going on around them. So they don't. If you ask somebody about the Ten Commandments, they're liable to think you're talking about the Constitution, or they might be thinking you're talking about
Religion, some kind of religion.
Yes, yes. And,
but it's not about religion. It's about doing good in your life and treating people the way you want to be treated. And, I mean, and we are a Judeo-Christian country, supposedly, and the commandments were given to a group of people to live by those laws. And then Jesus came and said, I didn't come to change the laws. He said, I came to fulfill the laws, meaning the commandments. But what right. He wanted to do and what the government has done is two opposite things. And I think that that's why he spoke out against the greedy, hypocritic hierarchy. Because these things are bad for us to do. Killing is bad for us to do, and stealing is bad for us to do, and bearing false witness is bad for us to do. And they put us in jail or fine us or whatever, or even put us to death. But they're doing the same thing. Isn't that the hypocrisy that was spoken out against?
Well, and if you look at around the world today, when they televise, even, Dave, when they televise somebody's with their head being decapitated or people being lined up and shot and murdered, And when you look at this kind of a thing, and I've been looking at the Bill of Rights as, you know, the amendments to the Constitution, and, you know, there's so much that ties in with that our government is not allowed to do to the people, similar to what the Ten Commandments say we should do as for each other. And, you know, like I'll just give you an example. The Article 15 is the right of the citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. But is there not an argument going on today, almost every election, that people are being denied to be able to vote because of their color or whatever the case might be? And yes, they want some kind of identification, which really isn't hard to get, because I think you have to get identification in order to go to a doctor anymore. You got to show them your picture, or they take your picture, one or the other. They're going to, it's somehow or another, they get your picture. If you have to get maybe some kind of state help, which I there are many people that are in that position where they need Medicaid and food stamps, et cetera. Don't they have to have some kind of a picture identification in order to get that?
No, so I think, aren't they doing everything they can to prevent the people from having a voice? And you know, sadly, maybe. I mean, we're living with this 17th century system where we get to use our voice every, you know, 2 or 4 years to go down and vote for somebody. You go into a voting booth and you're in there for about 2 or 3 minutes and that's it. But as far as the issues that affect your life, nobody's really asking you about those things. And I think, you know, I'm sitting here looking at my computer, and here's an excellent example. We understand God's laws. They're very simple and they're basic and they make sense. Here, this thing I'm looking at, it's a picture of some cupcakes. It says, in Wisconsin, selling homemade baked goods can land you in jail. Seriously. My question is, what commandment did these people violate where they would have to end up in jail for selling homemade baked goods? What commandment are they violating? These are all examples of man's punishing, hypocritic, greedy laws that are imposed on we the people that are driving us absolutely crazy. And we just can't do this anymore. I think we have to get back to the original lawmaker. These guys are fakes. They don't know anything about, these aren't laws. This is stupidity.
Well, you know, I really look at, you know, because I continue to look through the amendments, you know, so much of it is it ties the hands of the government from becoming an overpowering dictatorship, but yet look how it's been ignored and had its and been, like I said, both the Ten Commandments and the Constitution, the backs of, have been turned against them, not only by our politicians but by the people. That is why we have such a corrupt country. I'm talking about America now. Have such a corrupt country is because people have turned their backs on and they've listened. It'd be like me getting on the idiot box and telling people, you know, forget the Constitution. It means nothing. You can tell the Constitution. You might as well take it and burn it up and start a bonfire with it, because you can fight the Constitution easily. All you got to do is fight it all the way to the Supreme Court, and somebody else represents you. Either the ACLU or someone will represent you, and you'll win. So forget the Constitution. And the same thing applies to the Ten Commandments. So who is the winner here, Dave? The Ten Commandments, the Constitution, the amendments, the Bill of Rights, or is nobody the winner except these money monger bankers, world dictators, leaders, politicians, whether they are from our country or another country? Are they the winners?
I think we the people are the losers, Neil. Because we don't know the difference between right from wrong. And until we do, we're going to keep going down the same path of self-destruction. And I don't think that that's what, you know, I wouldn't want that for my children, and I don't think God would want that for his children. I think he wants us to be good, fair, honorable, moral people. That's what I want for my children. And until we do that, I don't think we're in a position to evolve into real adulthood. You know, when you're an adult, you become a leader. You know, you lead your family and you lead your community. And I think what's happening is nobody really knows the difference between right from wrong. You know, you can almost go back to John the Baptist in his jail cell going, what's right is wrong. and wrong is right. There is right is not right anymore, and wrong is not wrong anymore. And this is the problem. What's right and wrong is right in the Ten Commandments. We know that stealing is wrong. We know that lying is wrong. We know that killing is wrong, according to God. But according to the leaders of our country, who are all bought and paid for, you know, mainly by the lobbyists representing the special interests, the corporations, they're paid to make bad decisions. Remember, you never bribe a judge or a juror or a politician to make the right decisions. You always bribe them to make the wrong decisions.
Okay,
and that's
I'm gonna...
who's leading our country now.
Well, I'm you know, you got a right, you got a point there. I was going to say that, and I lost my train of thought because you were on a topic that I was going to mention to you. The thing that I'm asking is really when you have these people that are, as you say, bought and paid for, you know, by bribery or whatever, who is the real winner? Well, you know, it's not the person who did the bribing, because there is no way of knowing whether or not, and I don't like that, you know, I don't like the idea of thinking people should be bribing anyway. My point being is it's really about the fact that the winners are the corrupt people,
sadly,
because if you bribe, you know, you're sitting in, you know, you know here, like you said, when John was sitting in jail, in prison,
right?
You know, how many people today do we have sitting in prison that have no business being there, and yet somebody made a ton of money putting them in there? Even defending
and
them,
it's costing the people, we the people, a ton of money to keep them there, which
but,
is stupid. I mean, you know, when this war on drugs started back in the 70s, the prisons filled up, and it became big business to keep people in cages.
Well, it still is,
and absolutely. And when your judicial system is corrupt and all bought and paid for, you as a society in your communities, in your country, you're screwed. You know, it takes you back to Great Britain, where before we came here, or the reason we came here, where their judicial system was, well, we're going to drop you in this boiling oil, and if you scream, you're guilty. What?
Well, that sounds like witchcraft.
Absolutely. And look at the young people that are sitting in prison because, you know, they were told that, you know, they aren't going to win and you better cut a deal and, you know, you'll be out in, you know, 6 years on good behavior or whatever it is. And, you know, this isn't the way to have a judicial system. Our founders were absolutely right. We need speedy trials with a jury of our peers. And look at all the technology that we have today to really determine if somebody's telling the truth about something or not.
And Dave,
I mean, there are so many innocent people now getting out of prison that should have never been there. It just shows that our whole system is immoral. And that's why we have to change it.
And look at what has happened with FEMA in building all these actually, they're prison camps. Why? What are they for, Dave? What is the outcome of this? Is this part of our? Is this part of the Ten Commandments? Is this part of the 14 or the Bill of Rights?
No,
you know,
it's
and,
part of the New World Order, Neil. It's part of the New World
and
Order. It's
I'm glad you
New
brought
world
that up.
Plantation.
I'm glad you brought that up because Karen Schoen was just on the show prior to ours, the one we're on right now, and. She brought it up about the One World Order. And believe me, you know, people are starting to wake up to it. And I think God is sending I was just going to say, I think God is sending us a message now with, you know, and I don't care. It's not a case of whether you believe in God or whether you don't. The message, you have to see this message. You have to be, if you don't, there's something wrong. The message being, we are having plagues. We are having horrendous hurricanes, tornadoes, floods all over the world, earthquakes, terrible airplane crashes. I mean, I could go on, train crashes, bus crashes, I mean, on and on and on and on. There are, you know, the God is taking and he is punishing this world. And it has nothing to do with whether you have a belief of any kind. You have to see it to believe it. When you look at our own governments all over the world destroying and killing people with plants and animals and with all these poisons that they're spraying in the air. Dave, I don't know. What do you think? Am I right or wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think our government is involved in violating every commandment that's been given to us. And until we, the people, have a real voice so that we can get back to the commandments and start doing the right things, I think, you know, this is just another example of a top-down system where it benefits the people at the top. And everybody else at the bottom just gets stepped on. And that's why I think we need to have a day where it, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. It's time for we, the people, to tell our representatives what we want, as opposed to our representatives telling we, the people, the way things are going to be. You know, the reality is they don't represent us. We represent them. And to tell you the truth, I think that's why most people don't vote, because they don't want to represent these people. They don't believe in them. They believe that they're a bunch of hypocrites, and they all violate the commandments. So I think a new day is coming, Neil. That's the good news. I see a lot of people waking up. The internet has educated a lot of people as to what is really going on. You know, 25 years ago, if you talked about the New World Order, people would tell you you were crazy. But today, now they're more educated. I mean, you can even see it on your dollar bill. Novus Ordo Seclorum, New World Order. It's right there. They're, you know, they're so bold and blatant that they're not afraid of anything, because they know if they control our money, they control us. But what if we controlled our money? And I think it's all possible now.
Well, the fact is, there's even cities and towns that have their own money, and they're using it, and it's working for them. I can't name them because I didn't look it up, but I know that at least they were people that there were towns that tried it. Whether or not it's still successful or not, I can't say. And I don't ever want anybody to believe, any of my audience to believe what I'm saying. I want you to do your own research and your own homework to decide for yourself. And that's just like the Bill of Rights or the Ten Commandments. Look them up yourself. You interpret them. Don't let me interpret them for you. I only read them to you as I got them. And I know that this whole topic tonight sounded kind of crazy to people, wondering, you know, what does he mean, the Ten Commandments versus the Constitution? And what happened? Well, what happened is they both have lost at this point, except that I believe that my Creator, the one I call God, is going to come out the winner in the long run anyway. He's going to be the winner no matter what, in my opinion.
Neil, by not listening to the all-knowing that gave us those rules to live by, who are we really hurting?
Well,
we're really hurting ourselves.
I was just going to say, it's just like not listening to your parents and getting the punishment. We're hurting ourselves.
That's right.
You know,
That's right.
You said something about raising your children and wanting to do right and give them the best. And we do. We all do. I don't know. There may be some parents out there that don't care. But I'm talking on the average of 99% of the people out there want the best for their children. Some of those parents have worked so hard to get their children through college and succeeded, Dave.
Absolutely.
And these children came from neighborhoods that were much poorer than I was when I was a child growing up. But they still made it because their parents had that feeling of responsibility to teaching their children right from wrong. And going back to our whole topic, you know, I'm glad you did call in and I kept you on, Dave, because I figured we'd have a good discussion tonight over this.
Well, thanks for allowing me to be on with you, Neil. And I just wanted to say thanks for all the good work you're doing and educating your listeners as to what's really going on here in America.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. And I'm hoping that, you know, things are getting great here. As a matter of fact, I got a year anniversary coming up pretty soon sometimes around the 22nd of February, I believe. I have to look it up. It's hard to believe that the year's gone by so fast. But anyway, Dave, I don't know. I think I got maybe a minute and a half or so left. My next show is on the 7th of February, which is 2 weeks from tonight. I don't know yet who my guest is or what the topic will be, so just kind of keep in touch with Facebook and bbsradio.com, because whenever I get it going, it'll be posted. And I'm going to try. Listen, folks, you got to overlook me. I have to get myself really acclimated to Twitter and LinkedIn and everything else so I can keep things posted as to what's going on. So, Dave, again, I want to thank you for staying with me.
Thank you, Neil.
I hope you have a great night. And I think that, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not you agreed with me or agreed with the rest of the anything I had to say or what Dave had to say, the whole idea is this. Look, we are America. We are a people that have always come together, and we can do it still. So in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, please take care, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, God willing. And thanks to my engineer and everybody at BBS Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Neil Douglas, and this has been America Truth Finders. Good night, everybody, and have two great safe weeks.